In her 90th year, Her Majesty the Queen is as busy as ever. Her personal representative in Norfolk is Her Majesty's Lord Lieutenant, who is Mr. Richard Dewson. I met Mr. Dewson to find out about this historic role and what it involves today. This morning I'm at Norfolk County Council in Martineau Lane and I'm speaking to the Lord Lieutenant of Norfolk. Thank you very much for speaking to us.
It's a pleasure.
And we're going to find out about the role of the Lord Lieutenant. Mr. Dewson, can you begin by just telling me about the purpose and aims of that position?
Well, the key to it is that the title is Her Majesty's Lord Lieutenant. So the Lord Lieutenant is the Queen's representative in our county. Every county has one. So in England there are about 50 Lord Lieutenants. Male and female. I think a third of them would be ladies now, and as they are appointed, half of them will become ladies. The role of the Lord Lieutenant is to represent the Queen in the county. There are a number of things that the Queen asks one to do in terms of giving out medals and honours of one sort and another, organising royal visits. But other than that, the way I like to think about it is that one takes an active interest in the life of the county, be it the charitable, voluntary sector, business, various cultural activities that go on in the county, as the Queen would do if she only had Norfolk to worry about. She
has yes, indeed.
Many things to worry about. So, so it's a very interesting and broad task.
And what is the history of the role, do you know?
Well, the history is we were invented by Henry VIII, so there have been Lords Lieutenant for 500 years, about. We are not the oldest office of the sort. The High Sheriffs have been about for nearly 1,000 years.
Right.
And what Henry realised was that the High Sheriffs, and you need to think about Sheriff of Nottingham here, had got altogether too powerful. They held their offices for life, they raised taxes, administered justice, raised troops when required. So they had a great, very great deal of power. Too much power concentrated in one person for too long is not necessarily a good thing. And he decided that they were too powerful, and he would create Lord Lieutenants to split it. Lord Lieutenants continue, as I've described, to have real things to do on behalf of the Queen. High Sheriffs still exist, but they are appointed for a year at a time. Lord Lieutenants, when appointed, are expected to serve, unless their health goes, until they're 75, when they are expected to retire, required to retire. I should say the job, of course, is unpaid and unrewarded. Other than the reward of serving the Queen.
Of course. And can you tell me about some of the activities that keeps you busy with? I should imagine it's
well,
very busy.
Well, the things that people know about is when I put on my uniform, which I probably don't do more than once a month, to act on behalf of the Queen. And very recently we had a ceremony to give out British Empire medals to people in Norfolk who had been awarded them. Of course, there have been services in the cathedral for Battle of Britain week, where I put on my uniform. So, very recently we had the Princess Royal come to Norfolk and pay some visits. And these royal visits, I and the people who helped me in the Lord Lieutenant's office in County Hall, organised these royal visits down to the last degree, and I am invariably present to ensure that everything goes smoothly. So those are the things that often appear in the newspaper and people notice them and think I must be very busy. But actually more time is spent doing things, particularly with the voluntary sector, to help, to encourage, to take an interest. In some ways that's the most rewarding part of it. And of course finally, and this is in no particular order, one does get invited, I and my wife are invited to some splendid occasions, very often in London. The big services at Westminster Abbey and St Paul's for national occasions, where one goes in a way to represent the county at such functions, and it's very splendid to be at them. They're always very impressive and to be enjoyed.
And are there other responsibilities and activities? I'm thinking about magistrates.
Yes, good point. I was appointed not only... When I was appointed Lord Lieutenant, I was made a JP, Justice of the Peace, and hold the title in Norfolk of Custos Rotulorum, which is Keeper of the Records. I'm not a proper magistrate in that I have not done the training, and so I do not sit in court, but I do carry the initials JP after my name. And in that role, I chair the Magistrates Advisory Committee, which is part of the governance structure of Justices of the Peace, magistrates, and supervises the recruitment and the training and occasionally the disciplining of magistrates. Very seldom do they need to be disciplined, but sometimes people write and complain about their behaviour, and of course such things have to be taken seriously.
And is it part of your role to encourage people to apply for...
Oh, definitely. We are recruiting currently. The opportunity is advertised and of course can be read up on the web, but we are always looking for good people who want to serve as magistrates for the right reasons. And every sort of person of all ages and all activities and jobs that they have and so on, it's very important to have a very wide range of people as magistrates. The magistrates are incredibly important in England for the administration of justice. I mean, 95% or something of court cases begin and end in the magistrates' court. And people who have erred are judged by their peers. And it's very important that the magistracy as a body is fully representative. And anybody who is interested should find out more about it. If they remain interested, they should apply, and they will find that there is quite a rigorous selection process. And if they are successful, there is a very comprehensive training process. So nothing at all to be frightened of, but important to do it for the right reasons.
Yes, of course. It sounds to me as though there's an awful lot of responsibilities and a lot of activities to keep you going. And you mentioned you don't work alone. You...
Well, I do. There is a lieutenancy office in County Hall, yes. And there are two ladies in particular who help me with the work. But I do many other things as well. It's not a full-time thing. And when I was asked to do it, I explained to the senior civil servant who accompanied the letter that asked me to do it that I had many interests and I didn't wish to give them all up. And he said, well, we don't wish you to give them all up, because it's very important to the Queen that Lord Lieutenants are thoroughly plugged into the activities of the county. Mm-hmm. So I had then, 11 years ago when I started, and I have now many interests. I have a very large family, 4 married children, 12 grandchildren, and my wife, who is entirely supportive in all of this. And I have a business life, which I remain active at. And I, of course, have my own particular charitable and leisure interests, which take me round and about as well. Fortunate enough to have a very busy and active life, and there's always more things that one could do than there is time to do them.
Well, thank you very much for your time today. It's been a pleasure to find out about your role, and wish you best.
Thank you, Marjorie. Thank you.
Her Majesty's Lord Lieutenant for Norfolk, Mr. Richard Jewson.